do to turn this around. Still to come, Quentin Alice and Sasha Zverev, two Frenchmen left. Moise Kawami plays tomorrow, third on Susan Longland. Quentin Alice tonight.
Yes, The Punisher was a 1989 action thriller starring Dolph Lundgren as Francis Frank Castle.
I mean, I don't want to say what's it about because the title sort of gives
it's not about that.
No, what? Marcus!
But it's not.
No, I was going to say it was like, is he like a hitman or something? Your mind is in a very wrong place.
Frank Castle is a former undercover police detective whose wife, Julie, and two daughters, oh dear, were killed 5 years earlier by a mafia car bomb intended for Frank, who was presumed to be dead. Basically, he becomes a vigilante.
Oh, revenge.
Known as the Punisher.
So he's getting revenge on the people that did that
yes.
to his family.
And do you know where he lives?
Who? Dolph Lundgren or Frank?
Yeah, Frank Castle. He now lives in the city's labyrinthine sewer system, having assassinated 125 mobsters in the past 5 years. Been busy, hasn't he?
125?
His work is known for special throwing knives engraved with a skull. Castle's sole ally in his one-man war against organised crime is Shake, taken from Shakespeare and the Shakes, a stage performer termed derelict, who typically speaks in rhyme. I mean, we've got to go and watch this.
Hang on, is this a film or a TV series?
It's a film.
I'm not going to watch this.
Oh, come on, I'm going to take you to the cinema with
no,
some popcorn.
I'm not. This will never be at the cinema. We are not having a movie night.
I think it was at the cinema. Let's have a look. Release. It's given a worldwide theatrical release, admittedly back in the 1980s. Oh, except in the US, Sweden, and South Africa.
Stefan's saying it's a comic book. Here comes Novak Djokovic. People, you've just got to make up to and come back thinking, what are you talking about?
Well, it was shown months later at the Los Angeles Comic Book and Sci-Fi Convention. However, the film never received a wide theatrical release in the US. I wonder why.
It sounds awful.
Actually, it was due
to
New World's financial difficulties.
Whatever it is.
I'll tell you how much money it made.
Not a lot. Not a lot.
It earned $30 million on a budget of $9
million. Oh.
Is that okay?
Right, we have...
Radio Roland Garros. Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Listen again, replay.
Two players. What's happening?
In 2 minutes.
What's happening in 2 minutes?
Well, gives me time very quickly to give you one review of the film from Christopher Null. He gave it 1 out of 5, saying the film is marred by cheeseball sets and special effects, lame fight sequences, and some of the worst acting ever to disgrace the screen.
I mean, it even the synopsis sounded awful. I can't believe it made so much money.
It's probably on Netflix.
Right, so Jakubenčić at 4-1 in the fourth. He's at 30-all on the Dimonor serve. De Jong's in a tiebreak with Khachanov. He wins that, he's through. It's on serve deep in the second set. Rude Paul took the first set. And Novak Djokovic, after 3 hours and 58 minutes, is starting things off in set number 5. First serve miss. He's serving towards the presidential tribune, the players' boxes. Fonseca's bouncing up and down. Coming a little bit closer towards the baseline, Fonseca. But still the Brazilian kiss keeping his distance. I think the bouncing is going to get longer and longer. Serve out wide, forehand place down the line, backhand cross court. Fonseca slides into his backhand cross court. The slice backhand just drops over from Djokovic. And Fonseca nets on the approach.
Just on the film connections, Bill's been in touch. Our Bill from Chicago, nearly got married earlier this week without knowing anything about it, says that Dimonor has a sort of young Tim Roth thing going on. And Bill adds Novak should never have taken off his cap.
15, love. Serve out wide, the backhand of Fonseca. Djokovic goes drop shot, drops over, pick up from Fonseca. Djokovic has got to come in. He doesn't get it. Djokovic, early stages of the fifth, is trying to keep these points short.
Well, what was interesting, though, having done his drop shot, Novak started to go backwards And Fonseca then dropped him back. Had he held his ground there, I think he would have been in position to finish that point off. The match now exactly 4 hours old.
Serve out wide, scooped up, lobbed, lands in. Djokovic takes his time, heavy ball but doesn't put it away, and the backhand is rolled back into play cross court. The backhand is flattened out cross court from Fonseca. Fonseca then goes drop shot. Here comes Djokovic, scoops it up. Fonseca stumbles as he was trying to reach it.
Yeah, that was great from Djokovic, who's bent double again in the middle of the court. Left hand on left leg. I think Fonseca wrongly guessed where Novak was going to go there. He was trying to regain a central position, and Novak craftily just deposited the ball behind him down the line.
Kanem says the Punisher is a comic book character, an anti-hero who in the comic butts heads with Spider-Man and Daredevil. The movie is pretty bad. Lots of... The thing is, Simon and Eleanor are going to take over as the return serve goes wide with just lots of messages titled Punisher.
Yeah.
They'll wonder what on earth is going on.
Well, based on the time and what they still have to do, it's going to be a punishing night for them.
Oy. I think the most punishing night might be tomorrow.
Who's on?
Felix Auger-Aliassime, Brandon Nakashima.
No, never mind that. Who's on commentary?
Eleanor and I.
Oh, you're a trooper, Gigi.
Well, game point, Djokovic. We thought, because it's the Champions League final, and last year, when they won, there was a lot of chaos in the streets. Eleanor and I living together on the opposite side, so we thought we'd get everyone safely home, and then we would head back later together.
That's very caring of you.
Well, you guys kind of live that way, where it was chaotic last year. Backhand down the line. That was when they won, as that's a service return winner from João Fonseca to keep the game alive. This is the first game of the fifth set.
Yeah, I remember we were all walking back last year, and it was bedlam. There were people jumping out of cars.
Burnt out cars, remember? Yeah, there was flares. People, I mean, it was... And that's when they won.
Mm.
So imagine if they didn't win tomorrow.
We can't think along those lines. Just never mind the carnage. It's Arsenal.
Game point, Novak Djokovic. Into the net. Djokovic scowls at that ball, as if to say, that wasn't the plan. Menchik's trying to get a 5-2 lead in the fourth against Alex de Minaur. Serve goes to the slapped forehand, missed from Fonseca. So Djokovic holds 2:30. First game deciding to set up 4 hours and 3 minutes.
Some light relief, I think, for Novak to get a 3 point there, get himself on the board. Sarah's been in touch in Colorado, enjoying your coverage of the Djokovic-Fonseca match. Even though he's older, is it possible the competitiveness of this match is better for Novak because it gives him more match time? Well, of course, the wise adage, if you're going to win a slam, you've got to preserve as much energy in the first week. And, here we are. Third round, fifth set. He's not doing that.
Sean, loving the play-by-play, an in-depth deep dive into Dolph Lundgren's career. Thank you from Los Angeles.
Anytime. Whichever actor you'd like spotlighted, just get in touch with us. I think The Punisher might be the sort of film that Chris Bowles watches every now and then.
I feel like you've watched it a couple of times.
I've never seen it, honestly.
Oh, of course not.
I do not like comic book stuff.
You didn't know it was a comic book until Stefan told you, and you've watched it like 3 times. Pop back on the slice forehand from Djokovic, finished off down the line by Fonseca, who fist bumps with his racket in hand towards his box, which are at Djokovic's end. As Djokovic runs his left hand through his head, looks up towards his box, has a go at them.
Backhand Bobby's been in touch, and he's actually got some interesting news about a British player in Birmingham, which I'll come to in a moment.
Serve out wide, backhand's in play, cross court from Djokovic, goes back to the Djokovic backhand, has to take a hand off the backhand. Fonseca, oh, he goes drop shot, beautiful. But Djokovic was so far back, and Djokovic applauds the play by the Brazilian.
It's not the first time Djokovic has applauded that particular play by the Brazilian. He's got such a feather-like touch for a man who can crush a forehand.
I think the crowd are just saving some energy. Still plenty to come here. 30 love. missed down the tee. The noise of the feet of the ball boy resets himself at the side of the court. Fonseca serves down the tee, stretch on the backhand, down the line, backhand cross court from Fonseca, the backhand one-hander from Djokovic, inside end from Fonseca. Honestly, the power that young man can generate.
Yeah, and Djokovic was forced into a pretty awkward-looking half volley from just behind his baseline. So difficult to control, even when you're a genius to the level that Novak is. I will come to your email, Bobby, in a moment about Katie Swan.
Game points, 40 love. Second game, fifth set. Serve down the tee, slap back through the middle of the court, the inside out forehand, back edge of the baseline, lands in from Djokovic. Djokovic has to reset, he goes drop shot. That sits up with so much air on it, and it also misses the court. Djokovic stares back at the line, cannot believe what he's just seen. It is a hole to love. We're going to get some new balls, so Djokovic is going to head back and change his racket, as is Yao Fonseca. Game apiece. So, at this point, who wins?
Oh, Gigi. I mean, my head, the logical side of me... And
so you're going to say both of the players, aren't you?
No, no.
That's the answer's going to be
the logical
both.
Side of me does say that Fonseca goes on to win now. I know Novak's got all the experience when it comes to five setters, but he looks tired. Fonseca came from two sets down 2 days ago. He looks to me like he's so full of belief, doesn't mind if he makes a mistake. So that's what my logical side says. But to be honest, my heart, and from what I've seen over the years, means I simply cannot write off Novak.
You've just sat on the fence beautifully.
Yeah, I have, haven't I?
Beautifully. Down the tee, the backhand return. Djokovic steps forward, inside out. Winner, 1-2 punch.
So who do you think's going to win? Shot clock's on.
I got 18 seconds. I got until he serves.
13, 12, 11, 10.
Djokovic.
Why?
Experience. But my predictions have been so bad. So maybe Fonseca.
Not as bad as Lady Eleanor's.
Yours haven't been great.
Joint first place.
But you lost your tip for the women's title like a week ago.
But three out of four ain't bad, as Meatloaf almost once said.
What?
Well, Meatloaf had that song, Two Out of Three Ain't Bad. Do you remember that song?
Great song. The only song great I know song. Of his was I Would Do Anything for Love. Is that Meatloaf?
But I won't do
I'm younger than you people.
But I've always wanted to know.
Yes, I've heard of that one.
Gigi, the one where he says, I'd do anything for love, but I won't do that.
What is that?
I really want to know. What was it that he wouldn't do?
I think it's better off not knowing. Serve down the tee, stretch backhand through the middle of court. The off backhand missed from Djokovic. A little bit off balance, didn't take his time, head in his hands.
I mean, maybe he said, I just would refuse to watch Dolph Lundgren in The Punisher. I won't do that.
Unlike Marcus, who's watched The Punisher a few times now.
Never seen it.
Anything with a name like that, you are not going to go and watch. The Punisher. I mean, who came up with that? 30-15. 1-1. Shot clock is at zero. Serve out wide. Backhand spins in. The backhand down the line. Side edge of the sideline from Novak Djokovic.
Just quickly going back to Bobby. He says, I'm going to Birmingham next week. And they've just announced the wild cards. Delighted that Katie Swan is playing. She's from my home city, Bristol. She was briefly at my club. She's been amazing this year. And has won a couple of titles in the last few weeks. So happy for her. Can't wait to cheer for her next week. I just hope that the weather forecast is wrong.
Oh, it's the grass court season.
Yeah. Let's
game points for 2-1, Novak Djokovic. We're going to be shuffling things around the commentary box very shortly. Serve. That was well wide.
Emily's been in touch from Harrisburg in Pennsylvania. So just before we go, I will read out her message.
And Karen Khachanov, match point down, has taken the fourth set there into a fifth with Jesper de Jong. Menchik shortly will serve for it. Inside out forehand miss from Zsa Fonseca. We'll do a couple more games, then we'll switch. You can get your email in. Menchik can get the win.
Emily says, Gigi and Marcus, is this your first shift together?
Ever?
Well, I think this week.
No.
It's not.
No, we did a night session together.
We did. On
what?
Was it the Mons Feast match?
Oh yeah. What? Why? What does the rest?
Because.
Can you not do another one together?
Emily says, I've been wondering if Gigi was trying to spend as little time with Marcus as possible.
I mean, that was part of it, but sometimes the scheduling means I can't avoid it.
Regardless, love the banter and the wondrous play-by-play. Listening every moment I can as I travel from patient to patient in my job as an infusion nurse. Keep up the good work.
Oh, and is that when people have those sort of drips for vitamins and things?
I imagine,
infused with goodness.
I imagine so.
They're quite expensive, I think.
Well, listen, the Empress is in charge of the rota. That's... It is only the second time we've worked together this week, so... So
read maybe... into that what you will.
Yes.
Don't think we're together tomorrow.
No, I'm with Courtney and maybe Antoine.
Yes, you are with Antoine.
I'm going to wind him up tomorrow because, of course, he doesn't like PSG.
So that means you're going to have to pretend to support Arsenal.
I'm actually, and thanks to Stefan, if the shops open in time, I'm going to get my PSG shirt on the way to work tomorrow.
What?
And I'm going to wear it.
Why?
Because I'm cheering on the mighty European champions tomorrow night.
Dearie me. 1-2. You meant to support your clubs from your country. Forehand slap through the middle of the court. Down the line from Fonseca. 1-2 on serve. Fonseca has been pushed so far back. Djokovic inside the baseline. Should finish it off. It does finish it off. If you have any questions for Marcus, you've got a couple of games in which to ask them.
You're absolutely right. An infusion nurse is a medical practitioner who specialises in administering intravenous medicine, vitamins or fluids. Oh, there's another little website here. The 12 pros and cons of being an infusion nurse.
What are the cons? Well, I mean, pros will be job satisfaction, make a lot of money from lots of infusions.
You know, it's one of those things, you open it. Oh, yeah, I've got some pros.
Love 15, serve out wide. Serve and volley from Fonseca. There with the volley. The pass is completed by Novak Djokovic.
Okay. This could be significant very quickly if you're still listening, Emily. Apparently, that the pros of your job, an ability to help people, job opportunities, professional development opportunities, opportunities for advancement, varied work environments, and personal interactions.
Lovely.
The cons are stressful situations, non-traditional work hours, long shifts, continuous training, difficult procedures, and potential exposure to contaminants.
Love 30, 1-2. Fonseca serves out wide and misses. Second serve goes out wide again. The forehand smashed low from Djokovic. He then redirects down the line. The backhand cross court on the slide from Fonseca. Down the line goes Djokovic. Djokovic is in control at this point. And it's long. It is long from Zsa Fonseca. And Djokovic has love 40 in the fourth game of the fifth set.
You know that question you asked me a few moments ago?
Yes.
The answer is Djokovic.
Didn't you say Fonseca?
No, I stood on the fence. But I've just stepped off it.
No, you're not allowed to step off it now. Get back on your fence. Match point for Jakub Menchik. What a Herculean effort from that young man. He'll be back in the gym after that, probably. Love 40. Fonseca with the serve down the tee. It's a good old big serve, but clips the back edge of baseline. Djokovic. Djokovic goes inside in the slap cross court from Fonseca. The placement from Djokovic. The backhand down the line from Fonseca, who scampers back and hits the backhand. Djokovic is approaching with the off forehand. Djokovic comes forward. He plays the backhand volley. He drops it over. It was exquisite. exquisite from Novak Djokovic to break the Brazilian to love and to lead 3-1 in the deciding set.
What a touch. What a touch from Novak Djokovic. I did say you doubt him at your peril, and he has responded magnificently in the first four games of this final set.
Yakimenzic didn't convert that match point, but he's got another one now.
I'm not laughing at the tennis, but we've just had an email from Gilly's Foods about another Dolph Lundgren film.
3-1. Djokovic serves out wide. It is spun in on the forehand. Sits up really high because sometimes it's struggling getting those high balls down. Another high ball for Djokovic to bring down. He does short. Now the slice forehand from Fonseca drops it over. The short slice from Djokovic. The pickup from Fonseca. It dribbles over.
How's your luck?
And Yakimenchik has taken out the 8th seed, Alex Simonor, love 6, 6-2, 6-2, 6-3 in 2 hours and 25 minutes.
Brilliant effort, absolutely brilliant effort from him. And a touch of fortune definitely for Fonseca as he slid into that drop shot. I did not think the ball was going to clamber over the net, but it gave itself an extra little revolution to Djokovic's total disbelief.
Yeah, commence. It goes from 4 hours 41 to 2 hours 25. 3-1, love 15. We change the commentary team at the end of this game. Out wide with a serve. Djokovic comes to cushion the volley over. Too much work for João Fonseca to do after the wide serve, and it's 15-all.
This other Dolph Lundgren film, it's more your cup of tea, I think. Jeez. Came out in 2012. It's called One in the Chamber.
What does it even mean? I'm not sure I want the synopsis. I don't even tell me what that's about.
Got to know what it's about now. Got to know.
3-1, 15-all, serve down the tee misses. I kind of do want to know now. Are you, put your glasses on. How much money did it make? Djokovic, 3-1, 15-all. Serves out wide. The forehand snap back. Boy, it was deflected back by Djokovic. Down the other. He is teeing off Fonseca. Then he slices the forehand midcourt. Djokovic comes in the backhand. Cross court. He's missed. He has gone wide. And it is 15-30.
I appreciate we're getting to a pretty dramatic stage in this match, but One in the Chamber did go direct to DVD.
You surprised me.
It received mildly positive reviews.
From the DVD reviewers. 15, we still don't have a storyline. 15:30, 3-1. Final set, 4 hours, 18 minutes. Serve down the tee. Forehand through the middle of the court. Djokovic plays the forehand, but drops it a little bit short. Backhand cross court from Fonseca. Not giving Fonseca a forehand anytime soon. Then he nets, and it's break back points.
It's all about an assassin who works for two rival mafia groups and discovers that he's being targeted by a Russian hitman. It also stars Cuba Gooding Jr.
There's a theme to his film choices, aren't there? Break back points. At the end of this, we will change around the commentary team, but will we be back on serve when we do? Get more friends. 3-1, 15-40. Djokovic serves down the tee, misses, looks up to Damien Dumasoir, who confirms by how much he missed. Get ready for the roar. Serve down the tee. The forehand is slapped back. Djokovic deflects it back with his back. And another thunderous forehand. And another one from the Brazilian. Still they come back, but it's wide. And João Fonseca has broken back in the fifth and final set against Novak Djokovic after 4 hours and 20 minutes. We are on serve in the decider. Everything's still to play for as we put you in the very safe, capable hands of two people who have a very long night ahead of them in Simon Cambers and Eleanor Preston.
Thank you very much. I've brought my energy gel. They're giving them away outside the bar earlier, and I thought maybe I should have got 10.
You were in a bar?
I was outside the bar. Outside the bar.
That actually is more surprising. It worries me that you've bought energy gel. It worries me that I left this match about an hour and a half ago.
Oh, exactly. Unbelievable contest between these two.
Well, it promised much, didn't it? And as you and I know, that doesn't always turn out to be the best match, the one that's talked about the most ahead of time. But, well, this one, I think, is going to be one that we'll be talking about well into next week and beyond.
Well into tomorrow, at least.
Well, it may still be going on.
It's when it was two sets to love to Djokovic, a stat flashed up. Yeah. Novak is 311-1 when he's two
sets to
love up.
He's not that old, surely.
When he's two sets to love up. And the only only time he'd lost from two sets to love up was against Jürgen Meltzer here in 2010. Remember that?
Tuna Meltzer,
yeah.
I remember.
But I don't think too many people thought at that stage that we would be in a fifth set. And now João Fonseca has broken back. An amazing effort from him. Gigi and Marcus said, this is going to be a long one because there'll be a delay between this match and the next.
Yeah, what they tend to do is sometimes they close the roof and they obviously clear everybody out, and you have to tidy up and pick up all the discarded bottles, and hopefully if people have been hydrating properly, there'll be quite a few of those.
I'm now reading the tweets and I daren't read them. They're all about one in the chamber. Not sure we want to read those. Right.
No.
Fonseca up the line to Djokovic. First point of the sixth game. Trailing 3-2, having broken back. And he wallops a forehand inside in. I mean, he came from two sets to love down in the last round. You'd think he'd be tired, but then he's young.
Young, but he's also not very experienced. And you wonder how much... And I did say this before, how much Djokovic's street smarts will come into play here.
Well, I'm sure that when Novak broke for 3-1, he would have thought that that was it. But it isn't. It's 30 love on the Fonseca serve.
Well, and he's walking quite slowly, is Djokovic. Now, you can never, ever tell. And I think it may just be a case of him conserving his energy and using, managing his resources.
Yeah, I mean, he looks calmer than he was earlier in this match when the heat was really on his head. Oh, my word. Riveting forehand up the line from Fonseca, who's got so much power. Just stands and delivers. Djokovic didn't even move. 40 love.
Yeah, there was a lot of waving of arms, shouting at the team,
yeah.
Shouting at himself.
Yep. He looked a bit delirious at one stage, but he's clearly tired, as you would be after 4 hours and 23 minutes. Ace, kicker of an ace for Fonseca, and we're level at 3-all. Oh, crowd loving this. Brazilians in the stands. Lots of them. Plenty of Djokovic fans too.
I asked this question earlier. You might know the answer. Why, how is it that so many of Fonseca's fans, whatever court he plays on, however difficult it is for other people to get tickets, manage to make sure that they're there to cheer him on?
Well, I presume it's bribery and paying off people who've got tickets and stuff like that. Because how else do you get onto every single court that he's ever on? There are sometimes, even when there's a court change, they'll end up there.
They find him.
They're very, very...
resourceful.
Backhand cross-court from Fonseca on the first point of the Djokovic serve. Massive inside in from Fonseca. He's coming into the net. Should put the forehand away. Doesn't. Lob goes up from Djokovic. Smash from Fonseca is good. Oh, and he's loving this. Waving to the crowd, getting them behind him. They don't need any help. Well, the energy is with Fonseca, isn't it? Having got that break back.
Well, his body language is certainly so much more energetic than Djokovic's is. As I said, sometimes you can misread the Djokovic signals.
Yeah, sometimes he looks dead on his feet and then he'll tear around the court, but he is 39 years old. He is human. And he is in a battle here in this final set. 3-all, love 15. Good first serve. Ooh, a return from Fonseca right onto the baseline, and he crunches a forehand inside in. Every single point is enormous from Fonseca right now.
Well, he knows, doesn't he? He knows this is the moment to strike.
Djokovic loves big matches, does Fonseca. Loves the stage.
Djokovic again, just turning to his team, and there's a bit of arm waving.
Yes, Viktor Troitsky and the team don't really know what to do there. They've been looking a little bit lost most of this match. Love 30 at 3-all in the final set. Tommy Paul's gone two sets up on Casper Ruud. Djokovic serves. Out wide, thinks about coming in, doesn't. Backhand cross court from Djokovic is good, and deep backhand up the line's good from Fonseca. Smashed forehand from Djokovic, and he comes into the net, doesn't put it away. Pass from Fonseca. Djokovic cuts it off beautifully with an angled, perfect volley. Guessed right, didn't he? Could have gone either way, Fonseca.
15-30.
Yeah, he's done that a lot, Djokovic. He's read Fonseca's mind, seemingly. Again, he's doubled over as he goes to where his towel is at the side of the court. Taking time to take some gulps of air in. The shot clock is running. He did get a warning earlier in the match.
It'd be a brave umpire to do that right now. Serve from Djokovic, serve and volley. Up goes the lob, return from Fonseca. It's just long. Brave move from Djokovic. Drew the error, 30-all.
4 hours and 26 on the clock. And you wonder, even if Djokovic can come through this, how much will it have a bearing on the rest of his tournament?
Yep. Gets a day off, obviously, but still, it's a lot of work. And he plays the winner of Tommy Paul, Casper Ruud, both of whom love to make things physical on the court. Djokovic serving, 3-all, 30-all. Serve out wide is called long. Djokovic wants a look at it. Umpire's coming down to have a look. In fact, it was called wide, and it is wide. Djokovic accepts it, moves back slowly.
How much do you think that was? I don't believe the call. How much of that was, I think I need a little bit more time to breathe?
Yeah, a bit of both. 6-1. Fonseca standing 2 feet behind the baseline. Second serve, Djokovic. Kicker down the tee. Backhand return from Fonseca. Tries to push Djokovic back, but it's a good forehand, a heavy forehand into the forehand corner from Djokovic. Fonseca nets the forehand. Game point, Novak Djokovic. So calm under pressure. He's been in these moments so many times in his career. Djokovic, age 39. Unbelievable career he's had. Still.
Radio Roland Garros. Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Listen again, replay.
Chasing that elusive, record-breaking 25th Grand Slam title. Already holds the record for the men with 24. Shares it with Margaret Court. Would love to have it on his own. What an opportunity now. Yannick Sinner's gone. No Carlos Alcaraz. Now up comes Joao Fonseca to make his life difficult. Good return from Fonseca up the line. Djokovic goes back behind Fonseca with his own forehand. Then up the line goes Fonseca, cross-court Djokovic forehand. Massive forehand from Fonseca. Backhand down the line, Fonseca. Djokovic standing firm. Great depth from Djokovic on the forehand. Backhand down the middle of the court from Fonseca. They're just slamming it at each other until Fonseca rips a forehand cross-court, finds the sideline. Djokovic is bent double at the side of the court by his towel.
Galper.
Every point's taking its toll. That was a cracking forehand from Fonseca.
Well, not the first. Certainly won't be the last. It's a signature shot from this young Brazilian.
The thing is, he's just not afraid to go for it. He's not afraid.
Well, and he just can suddenly give that surge of pace right in the middle of a rally.
Umpire just reminding people not to cheer out between the points. Good luck with that, umpire.
I mean, he's got to try, hasn't he?
I don't know why. I mean, the players know it's happening. They're concentrating enough. This time, Fonseca's standing way behind the baseline to return the serve, and he's not going to do a good job of it. Djokovic wins the point with a good first serve that is mishit by Fonseca. And another chance to move ahead again at 4-3.
Well, if ever there was a stat which indicates the gulf in experience between these two players, it's the five set records. Djokovic, 141, lost 11. João Fonseca, 1-1, lost 1.
And the win was last round.
Yeah.
From two sets down. So there you go. Yep, early in his career, 20 years between them. Unbelievable. Djokovic serving to the backhand of Fonseca, just leans to his left and gets it back deep. Then a forehand flashed cross court from the Brazilian. He's got a chance to attack this one, even though it's deep. He goes cross court. Djokovic hoists the lob. Smash, no, drive volley from Fonseca is good. Djokovic gets it back. Touch half volley from Fonseca. Djokovic gets there, puts the backhand cross court. What movement from Novak Djokovic this deep in the match.
And the man who was doubled over at the side of the court, looking like he was gulping in air for all he was worth. He moved so quickly. Some of that's anticipation, but a lot of that is fitness, conditioning, and that, as always with Djokovic, is unmatched. Well, incredible work from him.
As soon as he hit the pass that was at the feet of João Fonseca, he knew that he was going to move forward, and if it was anywhere near there, he'd get it. He got there in plenty of time. He is drowning himself in ice towels and water at the change of ends, breathing deeply, gasping in air.
What he was doing earlier in the match is that there is sort of these old-fashioned ice packs, actually.
Yeah.
With a little kind of screw top. It's like a bag with a screw top, effectively, full of ice. He's had two of those, one on either side, as if he was wearing giant headphones either side of his head.
They've also got the sort of air conditioning unit, the long tubular bit that's, you know, not attached to anything apart from the other. And he's shoving that up his jumper at the changes of ends every chance he gets, just to try to cool down. It's still warm. It was about an hour ago. It felt to me like it cooled down a lot, but it seems warm again.
It's much more cloud cover today.
It is.
And we're expecting more of that tomorrow, but it has brought the temperature down a tad.
Yeah.
But what it has done is increase the humidity.
Yeah. Yeah, and after 4 hours and 32 minutes of it, anything's going to feel tough. Big game for Fonseca here. Just got to, you know, he's pushing for that break in that last game. Got to forget that. Get through this game, hold serve.
With Djokovic, of course he's playing to break that record. Of course he's always playing for history. But you do wonder as well if he's also playing so he can still experience moments like this.
Fonseca serves Djokovic over the baseline. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's not really interested in anything other these days than Grand Slams. He's made that pretty clear over the last couple of years and hasn't played much coming in. Played one match in Rome. You know, vastly underdone by normal standards, but when you're 39 and you've played a million of these matches, I think you just rely on muscle memory, don't you? Just get through it. You know what to do. He knows how to get these done. Can Fonseca stop him? Body serve from Fonseca, returned over the baseline from Djokovic. A couple of loose returns, unlike him.
But you've got experience of everything, haven't you? You've got experience of going into Grand Slams having not played very much. You've got experience of going into Grand Slams having played a lot. And he's probably won them either way.
He has.
So he knows he can play his way in.
Fonseca takes all the pace off the first serve with a kicker down the tee, which has Djokovic moving more than he expected and eventually nets the forehand. It's 40-love, and this is exactly what Fonseca would have wanted. Shot to fame early last year when he beat Andre Rublev at the Australian Open, out of nowhere really. Had a great year, two titles, but this would be something else if he could finish off Djokovic in this match. Flashing forehand return from Novak Djokovic, followed by the deftest of drop shots. Fonseca's quick, but he's not going to make that. 40-15.
That was gorgeous, wasn't it? It was like he was slicing wafer-thin ham.
Yeah. Sounds nice. Might want some of that in about 2 hours' time. when we're in the first set of Zverev. 40-15. Fonseca still with that white cap on. Djokovic capless. He's caught in total shade. No sun anymore to worry about. Big first serve. Error on the backhand over the baseline from Djokovic. And it's a great hold of serve from Fonseca in the circumstances, and he levels up at 4-all.
Well, gritty stuff from the young Brazilian.
And we talk about, you know, five-set records. Djokovic beat Sinner in five sets in Australia this year. He almost beat Alcaraz in the final. He is still... He's not a normal 39-year-old.
No. He doesn't... He's not a normal tennis player.
Doesn't move like a normal 39-year-old. Even a top-class sportsman, you know, normally they're slowing down by this stage. He seems to somehow defy age.
He's kind of a tribute to the hard work and the conditioning and the sort of imaginative approach he's taken to his conditioning and diet over the years.
Totally. He's coming forward. He's passed down the line by Fonseca. First point of the ninth game. Djokovic maybe a little bit not tentative, but didn't really go after that approach. Thought it would be enough to steer it into the corner, but it wasn't because Fonseca was so quick.
I mean, they're both going to be feeling it at this stage.
Oh, yeah. 4 hours, 36 minutes. Most of it played in real heat, having spent the whole week playing in heat. It all catches up. Fonseca standing 8-9 feet behind the baseline. First serve is long from Djokovic. Now Fonseca moves forward for the second serve. His red racket hanging low, then back up in his hands as he prepares to return. Good second serve from Djokovic down the tee. Short reply from Fonseca. Swatted away by Djokovic. Really nicely done. Inside out. Low ball wasn't easy. He made it look easy.
It's quite the plus one. That's like plus 1111. Amazing work from the 39-year-old. And plenty of Brazilians here, as we've been saying, but also an awful lot of Djokovic fans. You can hear them chanting, Nole, Nole.
Yep. 4-all, 15-all. 25-9, local time. Big serve down the tee. Accurate serve. Fonseca gets a racket to it, but no more. 30-15.
Early in this match, Fonseca was standing so far back to receive the Djokovic serve.
Yeah, and then at that stage, Djokovic was doing plenty of serve and volleying to take advantage of that. I don't think he's got the energy to do that very often. On the last point, he could have done it. Chose not to on this side, on the ad court. But he's 30-15 anyway. Serve down the tee. Fonseca reaches out, gets a racket on it again, but goes wide. Maybe at this stage of the match, he would be better off standing up, giving Djokovic a different look, asking him to hit the lines. As it is, it's 40-15.
He does that to a degree on second serve, doesn't he? He's standing a little bit further in, and certainly further in on second serve than he was in the early stages of the match when Djokovic was really just bossing him around.
A couple of points to move ahead again for Djokovic. Serve right onto the almost onto the centre line, comes forward and a drive volley. Oh my word! Fonseca lashes a forehand. I'm not even sure if Novak saw that.
It's like a shotgun
across him.
It's like a shotgun passing, wasn't it? It's extraordinary.
The crowd need a replay to see how fast that went. I mean, that was enormous. Absolutely enormous.
Just flying past you. There's no amount of reflex is going to help you get in the way of that ball.
Again, Djokovic could be criticised for being a bit tentative, but he wouldn't have expected that. It's very harsh. 40-30 at 4-all. Djokovic serves. Down the tee again. Forehand return, this time from Fonseca down the middle of the court with spin, with height. Djokovic goes after a forehand down the line. Fonseca gets there, sends a backhand deep as well. Backhand again from Fonseca. It's short. Djokovic pulls it cross court. Another of those whipping forehands from Fonseca to get himself back in position. Plays a backhand into the backhand corner and a good angle to Djokovic. Oh, Djokovic rips a backhand up the line. Vintage Novak Djokovic gives him the lead, 5-4. It had to be that good.
This whole match has been a highlights reel, hasn't it? Some fantastic shot making from both men. We've seen that bullet forehand from Fonseca. which he just suddenly bursts in with this huge surge of speed. Djokovic, though, able to counter it, and great work from him down the line. The movement, the poise, the composure.
Djokovic is leaning back on his bench, head back, sucking in air, trying to get as much oxygen in there as possible. Fonseca just gently put his racket down, sat down, wiping his face, getting himself ready. Djokovic, 5-4, final set.
And the crowd like this one.
They didn't need much encouragement.
Well, who does with a bit of Neil Diamond?
Exactly.
Chris and I were feeling very nostalgic about when Roger Federer played Pete Sampras at Wimbledon and beat him, and felt like this match had some echoes of that.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about João Fonseca as being the next big thing. I think there's been an awful lot of hype, which is not of his doing, but you can see why. He's got everything. He's also got enormous room for improvement, which is great, because in the first couple of sets his shot selection was maybe not where you'd want it to be. Listen to the crowd now. But yeah, he's got something about him, some star quality.
And the tennis is charismatic, isn't it? That forehand. Well, it's incredible when you see it live.
The crowd on their feet, as they should be. What a match this has been, what a set this has been. Djokovic was up a break, Fonseca got it back. Djokovic leads 5-4, Fonseca serving to stay in this match. Serve starts with a serve out wide, Djokovic gets there. Fonseca pulls the forehand wide, trying to wrong foot Djokovic. Just missed, it's love 15. Big deep breath from Fonseca. Djokovic standing a long way back. Fonseca serves down the tee. Djokovic gets there, puts it straight down the middle. Massive forehand inside out from Fonseca. That's what I mean. He just doesn't hesitate to go after it. Doesn't matter the point. Doesn't matter the score. 15-0.
There's so much raw power there. But it is still quite raw, as you said. There are definitely finishing touches to happen in his game, and those will happen.
Pressure on both men. Ace out wide from Fonseca. He just waggles his racket in celebration afterwards. Right across Djokovic on the baseline. 30-15.
You almost feel that with Fonseca, irrespective of the result of this match, he's going to be a different tennis player after it. He will have learnt so much, absorbed so much information.
He said beforehand he wanted to play Djokovic. He wanted that experience before Novak finishes his career. Drop shot from Fonseca, cross court. Djokovic's going to get there, sends it up the line. Lob volley from Fonseca is just high enough. Hits the top of Djokovic's racket as he desperately tried to claw it down. It was nice, brave play again from Fonseca.
Clever improvisation. Djokovic was in the right place, it was just too high.
It's a very satisfying play, the drop shot lob volley combination, but it's also dangerous because you can often underplay the lob volley. Fonseca got it right. Serves across Djokovic, who nets the return, and we're level at 5-5. Another seemingly nerveless game from Fonseca under immense pressure, serving to stay in the match. Got to give it to him.
Yeah, he's standing up to this pressure, to this environment, to this opponent incredibly well. And of course he's got that experience. You said he's had these big wins, he's been attracting these big crowds for the last couple of seasons, so he's used to playing in this kind of febrile atmosphere, because every match he plays it's noisy, it's exciting.
Yeah,
the crowd are invested.
Not played many bigger matches than this though in his young career. João Fonseca, third round of Roland Garros. Djokovic, fine serve down the tee. This time Fonseca gets it back into play. Inside in goes Djokovic. Forehand onto the baseline from Fonseca. He wasn't sure it was going in, so it took him ages to get up to the short ball. He's got there. He's back in the point. Djokovic goes cross-court backhand. Backhand pass from Fonseca. Drop volley from Djokovic is not good enough, and Fonseca gets there and rips a forehand past him. Djokovic stands with his back to Fonseca, bending forward. He knows he should have put that volley away.
Fonseca, meanwhile, just cups his hand up to his right ear, encouraging the crowd to get behind him. I don't think they need any more encouragement, Jao. I think they're with
you. The quality of tennis in this match is remarkable. Number of winners from both men off the charts. Djokovic, love 15, pressure on. Serves. Misses with the first serve, long. What's he going to do with the second? He sometimes has a habit of really going for it under pressure. It's risky. Fonseca's standing 2-3 feet behind the baseline on an angle, waiting. Djokovic does go for it. Big set first serve down the tee. Well returned by Fonseca. Drop shot from Djokovic. He's onto the sideline. He goes the other way, Fonseca, and he makes it. What a reply from Fonseca. Looked like the drop shot was going to be good enough from Djokovic. Looked like Fonseca was totally off balance. And he just feathered it across court. Djokovic nowhere. Love 30.
And it was a beautiful initial drop shot from Djokovic. As Simon said, it looked for all the world as though it wasn't coming back. Acute angle, but Fonseca, those young legs of his, got him there. And then an unreturnable reply.
All off what was an enormous second serve from Djokovic. But he didn't get the reward for it. Love 30. Serve out wide. Fonseca returns down the line. Now he hits the backhand deep to the forehand of Djokovic, who gets off balance himself. Drop shot from Fonseca's a winner. Brilliant realisation of Djokovic being off balance on the baseline. Fonseca just dropped that ball dead as you like over the net. Love 40.
He's thinking so clearly. He has his eyes on what will be a famous victory here at Roland Garros.
What has Novak got left? Can he get himself out of this hole? 5-all, love 40, final set. Djokovic takes his time. Serves. Down the tee, it's a good one. The return is high from Fonseca. The smash doesn't go away from Djokovic. Good pass from... Oh, my... That is brilliant from Novak Djokovic. It was a great pass from Fonseca, and he's laughing now because he thought he'd caused Djokovic all sorts of problems, because Djokovic just waited and flicked it with two hands, passed him down the line.
That was the most ridiculous shot from Novak Djokovic at the most extraordinary moment of tension.
Yeah, he had the calmness, didn't he, to just wait for the ball. Looked like he was going to lose that point. Would have been a break. Still facing two break points. Fonseca standing deep again to return. Serve is wide. Here comes the serve and volley from Djokovic. He's at the net, backhand volley. Wrong foot. Fonseca plays the volley behind him. Two break points saved. One still to face.
He knew exactly what he was going to do there, did Djokovic. And it's a clever play, because these rallies with Fonseca, with his sudden surges of pace, well, they've been hurting him, haven't they, in the last few games.
Well, that play, when the returner is standing so deep to serve and volley, is a good choice. On the juice court, he's used it a lot, Djokovic, to good effect. And he went for it again. Again, Fonseca standing deep. Djokovic serves wide to the backhand of Fonseca, who bunks it back deep. Djokovic gasping as he gets the ball back into play. Drop shot from Fonseca is a winner, and he's got the break in this final set. João Fonseca will serve for the match against Novak Djokovic. What are we seeing here? Alcaraz not here. Sinner gone. Djokovic on the verge.
At what point do we declare the men's draw officially carnage?
Yeah.
Incredible stuff from Fonseca. And it really starting to feel now, providing he can serve it out, like a changing of a guard, like a moment where the generations switch. We do get them occasionally in tennis. We talked about that match Roger Federer played to beat Pete Sampras at Wimbledon. Is this another one of those moments? Certainly a match we're going to be talking about for some time. Could it be a match for the ages?
Well, João Fonseca is just, he looks as calm as you like. He's just looking over to his team. He is a laid-back guy. I had the pleasure to interview him a few times. Really interesting young man. What a player. I mean, he's just handling himself so well in this occasion. Breakdown in this final set, 3-1. Could have, a lot of players would have gone away then, because Djokovic, you would have thought, would be running away with it. But instead, he has got himself right back in it. And now he will serve for victory over, well, almost certainly the greatest player of all time, certainly by the number of Grand Slams he's won. 24 Grand Slam titles up one end, and a young Brazilian with all the talent in the world up the other. João Fonseca to serve for the match. Serves out wide. Djokovic flashes a return cross court. It's wide. Serving for matches like this and this kind of pressure, you want first serves.
And that first point.
Yeah.
Just to bring the heart rate down a little bit.
Massive. 15 love. Body serve from Fonseca. Returned well from Djokovic, and for once, for the first time in a while, Fonseca pulls it into the tram lines, a little bit leaning back. Hasn't made many mistakes in the last 20 minutes or so. It's 15-0. Djokovic fans get going. Packed crowd here in Court Philippe Chatrier, absolutely on the edge of their seats. Fonseca serves. That was close down the tee. Wow, a lot of people thought that was it.
It was big.
Djokovic takes a few steps back for the second serve. Oh, it's right onto the service line as well. Fonseca unloads on a forehand up the line. 30-15.
It was a huge serve followed by that amazing forehand. It's immense, isn't it? Djokovic pulled out of court. Fonseca just...
43rd forehand winner of the night for João Fonseca. Djokovic has hit 37. And it's been one of those matches. Such high quality. Fonseca serving, 30-15. Kicks the serve to the backhand of Djokovic. Oh, and he had the inside in court, gaping, waiting for him, and he nets.
But there had to be a twist in the tail, didn't there, for this one?
Oh, it is interesting. He took the pace off the first serve. He actually got the response he wanted, and Djokovic was not going to run for that ball because the court was too wide open. Instead, it's 30-all. Still 2 points from victory. Fonseca serves. Out wide. Djokovic flashes that forehand return. Forehand from Fonseca's over the baseline. It's breakback point.
Well, of course it is, Simon. Of course it's breakback point. Why wouldn't it be?
Just... drama.
This is incredible stuff, isn't it? This is what tennis is all about at its very, very best. 20 years separating these two men.
Break back point, Novak Djokovic. 30-40. Fonseca serves. Ace out wide. What the nerve. The nerve of the boy.
The whippersnapper.
Exactly. What a serve. What a moment for Fonseca.
You talk about calmness under pressure, and you're only playing against one of the best returners of all time.
If not the best. Fonseca, ace down the tee. Unbelievable. It's given him match point. What are the odds of another one? We wouldn't put it past him.
4 hours and 53 minutes.
João Fonseca stands at match point. Ace down the tee! João Fonseca has put out the 24-time Grand Slam champion. He puts his hand to his head. He cannot believe it, but he should believe it because he's been absolutely phenomenal. He has taken out Novak Djokovic, who gives him a great hug. Djokovic is such a sporting loser when it does happen. On the odd occasion, he loses. But it's João Fonseca, 19 years of age from Brazil,
who wins 4-6, 4-6, 6-3, 7-5, 7-5. And he's through to the last 16. And who's left of the big names? No one.
The draw is carnage. Rip them up, throw them in the air, and watch the pieces of paper drift down around you. Well, João Fonseca...
He is taking it in now, isn't he?
He should. This diffident young man, he's put his fist to his heart. You know how much this means to him.
And there's the double fist pump roar from João Fonseca. He came from two sets to one.